Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
On Friday, a federal magistrate ordered the continued detention of a man who's been accused of leaving threatening messages against Alaska's U.S. senators. This according to a spokesperson for the Alaska U.S. Attorney's Office. Leah Houghton via email said that J. Allen Johnson was ordered by the court to continue to be detained, and considering all of the information presented, the court did not find any condition that will sufficiently protect the community if Mr. Johnson is released. An attorney for Johnson said that he was extremely frustrated and upset by the decision, saying that the defense proposed bail, third-party custodianship, and electronic monitoring, and he says the court still didn't grant it. The attorney also said he was concerned about Johnson's health. A grand jury earlier last week indicted Johnson on counts including threatening to murder a U.S. official, a felon in possession of firearms, threatening to destroy property by fire, and threatening interstate communications. An arraignment on the indictment was scheduled for Monday. The indictment was posted to an online federal court's record system late Friday afternoon. Johnson of Delta Junction has been accused of making threats against U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. Johnson at an earlier hearing said that he is, quote, a senior citizen, highly disabled, and will not be carrying out any of these threats, unquote. He also later apologized to everyone. His wife has said her husband was in pain after recent surgeries and that he, quote, gets very angry listening to politics on the news, unquote. Alaskans are just days away from the Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends, and as larger groups gather during the holiday season, the CDC encourages people to celebrate safely and remain COVID-19 conscious. The public health agency released tips outlining safer ways to enjoy the holidays, like encouraging those eligible for the vaccination to get it, mask wearing in public indoor areas, and getting tested if people have COVID-19 symptoms. ABC's Christine Sloan says,
when it comes to holiday gatherings, the CDC also says if you're unvaccinated, you should wear a mask if gathering with others indoors. And don't host or attend a gathering if you are sick or have symptoms. Ahead of the busy travel season and colder temperatures that are increasingly sending people indoors, the CDC has given the green light for a booster shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines.
And with the CDC approving booster shots for all American adults 18 and older, many are flooding pharmacies to try and secure an appointment to get that added layer of protection in advance of the holidays.
CVS and Walgreens already administering those booster shots. Many Americans getting their extra shot over the weekend.
I just thought it was a wise thing to do. Trying to be careful, but it could not possibly hurt to get a booster.
The decision from the CDC comes as at least 30 states are seeing a rise in cases of at least 10% over the past 2 weeks.
And for more information, visit the CDC's website at cdc.gov. Alaska State Troopers, in an update to a report over the weekend, state that a motor vehicle collision happened near milepost 64 of the Sterling Highway, located near Mystery Creek Road, which closed the Sterling Highway down Saturday night till 12:45 a.m. Sunday morning. The traffic collision happened Saturday at 6:20 p.m., according to the online trooper dispatch. Troopers and other first responders reported and responded to the scene. Preliminary investigation determined that a non-commercial van crossed into oncoming traffic. The van sideswiped a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction, then collided with a second vehicle head-on. The driver of the van was identified as 55-year-old Sterling resident Fados Martushoff. The driver of the second vehicle identified as 26-year-old Seward resident Matthew Schull. Both declared deceased at the scene. A passenger in the second vehicle, who has not been identified, was medevaced to an area Anchorage medical facility and expected to survive. No other injuries were reported. The cause of the collision under investigation. Next of kin for the deceased have been notified. The Sterling Highway reopened around 1 a.m. Sunday morning. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.